We're going to go back out to St. Louis, to Busch Stadium, and bring in Alex Pavlovich of the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Marty?
Pretty good. A lot of action here. I'm sure there's action for you. What is actually going on at the ballpark right now?
Marco Gonzalez is on the podium, and I was blogging the lineup. So same as every day.
Is the Cardinal lineup
pretty similar here?
Cardinal lineup the same as last night?
No, they moved John Jay up and moved Grichuk down.
Ah, okay. So Grichuk is out. Is out of the two spot. Is Jay the number two hitter tonight?
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, Mike Matheny doing that. Hey, you wrote an interesting column. Of course, we always love the blog to pick it up and read it. And you, about Travis Ishikawa, he was almost out of the game. And when I say out of the game, not on the bench, he was almost going to retire. This is one of those stories of someone coming back. One of those Frank Merriwell stories.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed writing that one because I think the one thing people never understand, this is certainly a dream job for all players and for us too, but to travel really over the course of 6 months plus spring training and then, the postseason can be really brutal on everybody who's involved with the team. And I think Travis was pretty honest yesterday. He said he spent 14 days with his family last year between February 1st and October 1st. And when you're a minor leaguer and your family lives 3,000 miles away, it's hard to get them out there and hard to see them. So it was a tough situation for him. It's a guy who's in his 30s now. He has three kids. And he was starting to think about life after baseball. But, you know, the Giants give him another chance. I know for a fact when they signed him here, they didn't expect to see him. I mean, we asked about him when they re-signed him and sent him to Fresno. And it was kind of a, you know, in an emergency, maybe we'll see him up here in some situation. But he got up here. He worked his way into a pretty prominent role off the bench. And I guess we're in an emergency now because Angel Pagan's not ready and Michael Morse can't go out there as a starter. So he's out there and he's making the most of it.
Alex, what's the most amazing part of this whole streak? It does go back to 2012, but let's forget about that for a second. What's the most amazing part of the way they've just gone through this National League? If it's Pittsburgh, Washington, and so far St. Louis in one game, what just jumps out at you to say, wow?
You know, I think the starting pitching, just when you look back and you go back to 2010, too, and 2012, just really guys who – had mediocre seasons at times to become world beaters in October and guys who are very good become some of the best in baseball. It really goes down the line and it's pitching. I think we talk about the lineup and I wrote about how they're grinding last night, but they aren't scoring a ton of runs. They scored the same amount of runs as the Nationals in that series. They had three last night and it's kind of, you know, they're taking advantage of other teams' mistakes. They're making starting pitchers work hard and taking advantage when somebody makes an error. But you look up every night and the other team has one run or zero runs or two runs, and that's a pretty good way to win in October.
Adam Wainwright, if the Cardinals are going to do anything, they're going to need Adam Wainwright. And just from the start last night, the second inning, he just couldn't put anybody away, ever. And he had a couple of good curveballs, but this is not the Adam Wainwright, the 20-game winner. Do you think we'll see him again in the series? And I mean, if his spot came up again, does he pitch again?
Well, it's not the same Adam Wainwright. I think it's hurt, and he admitted to it a little bit and said there's a little bit going on with the elbow. It's not a ligament issue, but there's some things that have been bothering him. And usually when a guy admits to it, it means it's actually pretty bad because these guys, for the most part, don't admit to anything injury-wise. So I think he's probably pretty banged up, and we saw that last night. That's not Adam Wainwright that we saw last night. So that played into it. In game one, if this gets to game five, Mike Matheny just said Wainwright's going to go out there. He said he feels good enough to start again and felt better last night after the start when he kind of looked at some video and took an assessment of how he felt physically. He felt like he could go out there again, and this is their ace. They said they're not going to make any changes. If this gets to five, and I think most expect it to, we'll see Wainwright and Bumgarner again.
Wow. You know, the other part that's sort of under the radar is Brandon Belt. Now, he wasn't under the radar last Saturday night when he hit the home run in the 18th inning. But remember when he came back, he couldn't do anything right. He couldn't catch up with anything, and they kept playing him, and people were writing in and tweeting in and saying, sit him down, put Posey at first, Susek should catch. I guess the strategy of Belt just letting him work his way back in has worked because he's, at this point, to me, he looks like he's always looked.
Oh, I wish I'd say some of the tweets I got from people who were not only wondering why he was starting for the final two games, but wondering why he was on the roster, wondering why he was going to play again, which was insane because this is one of their best players. But there's always that Belt undercurrent of people who are going to jump on him anytime he strikes out. So it happened, and then Bruce Bochy doesn't really care about any of that stuff, and he figured our best chance to win in October is to get Brandon Belt going, even if he looks awful for a couple of bats. And he did take some really bad swings, but that's to be expected. There's the reason. You know, we talk about this all the time. There's a reason these guys have 6 weeks of spring training, and there's a reason that they go on rehab assignments when they get hurt, and he wasn't able to do that. He went back up there and had to have a couple really rough nights against major league pitching, but it was for October. It wasn't for September, and it's paid off.
Alex Pavlovich, always great to have Alex on from St. Louis before Jake Peavy and Lance Lynn. You want to set up this matchup for us? And I've talked about Peavy a lot today, and I know he struggled against the Cardinals and playoffs and World Series, and Lance Lynn has gotten whacked around by the Giants. But you know it's going to be a 2-1 game when it's all said and done. But for me, Jake Peavy, 202 innings this year. I just forgot about that until I saw it. I said, he put in a regular season this year. So it's not a fluke for what Peavy has accomplished.
I don't know how to set up the Peavy part, because I think what he's done since he came over is, you know, they expected him to be good. They expected him to be able to fill that hole when Matt Cain left. But I think they expected, you know, the Matt Cain of the last 2 years. And they're getting somebody who's basically the Matt Cain when he was an all-star and a Cy Young contender. I mean, TV's as good as it's ever been right now. And the last 12 starts for the Giants were great. And obviously we saw him in his first postseason start. And I think they expect the same today. I don't know what happened. I mean, he says there's mechanical adjustments, and a lot of it is the faith of Bruce Bochy and Dave Righetti, that they went out there and got him. And they said, you're our guy. You're going to be one of our aces here. He says that's made a huge difference, and it has. It's been really good. You know, on the other side, the Giants always hit Lance Lynn. I don't know if they're going to do it today, but they always do, whether it's in October, as we saw 2 years ago, or this year when we were here, I think in June. So they've always hit him, and up and down the lineup, really everybody has had good at-bats against him. So I think on paper, the matchup is a pretty good one for the Giants.
Yeah, you know, the PV thing, and I guess this was it, 1-9. Look at how many starts in a row he lost. I mean, you know, it was an enormous number that he couldn't get a win, and then came over here and maybe his first, second game. He had the Met game in there, and he almost had the perfect game. And, you know, but was it a fluke? But then all of a sudden, he kept doing it back to back to back. So I think the problem with everyone, at least with me, was coming over 1-9 from Boston. You didn't know who was coming over here.
Yeah, I never look at one loss record. I think that's usually not fair to the starting pitcher, but you could just look at his other numbers for the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, he was giving up a ton of homers in Boston, and it's one thing to say, yeah, you're going from Fenway to AT&T Park, and some of that's going to go away, but almost all of it's gone away. I mean, everything he was doing wrong for the last couple of years, and certainly he was still a good pitcher. I mean, he's the guy who helped Boston win a title last year, but he just wasn't who he is right now. I mean, right now he's back to the guy who was a pretty big name back in, you know, 6-7 years ago, and somebody who won a Cy Young, and he's back to being that guy right now, and has done it just again when the Giants needed it most. They found the guy to come in here and kind of turn his game up.
Boy, a lot of fun. Hey, have a great night tonight. We'll follow you on Twitter at Alex Pavlovich, and look forward to seeing you Monday or Tuesday at the ballpark.
You're not going to see me Monday, but I'll see you Tuesday.
Come on, you don't take the red eye in, and you know, you don't do that, huh?
I'm on a 7 a.m. flight tomorrow through Houston and then to San Francisco, so I'm not going to the ballpark after that.
All right. Look, I understand you need your sleep, but we will see you Tuesday then for Game 3. And by the way, is it Hudson in Game 3? Has that been official?
It's kind of funny. On the lineup sheet or on the game notes, it's still with TBA for Game 3 and Game 4 for the Giants. And I don't know what the point of that is at this time of year. I think the Cardinals know they're going to get Hudson and Vogelsong, and the Giants have to win 4 games. So, you know, there's no chance you're not going to get one of them. But they're still being a little coy about it. Hudson threw a bullpen session today. I would fully expect to see him in Game 3, but it hasn't been announced yet.
Okay. Hey, Alex, thanks so much. See you on Tuesday at the ballpark.
Okay. See you.
All right, thanks. That's Alex Pavlovich.